It might not have been fired from Russia. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That missile that landed in Poland, killing two people, but it is related to the invasion of Ukraine.
The moment when the world had come together at the G20 to urge de-escalation, Russia continues to has chosen to escalate in Ukraine.
President Biden held an emergency meeting with G7 leaders.
Even an accidental missile strike by Russia on a NATO country such as Poland could cause a crisis. A hostile attack could trigger a collective military response. But President Biden says it's unlikely the missile was fired from Russia. Some U.S. officials say it may instead have been fired by Ukrainian forces at an incoming Russian rocket.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. The G20 summit has now ended in Indonesia. The president's flying back. Former President Trump wants the job he lost back.
America's comeback starts right now.
He announced his 2024 run at his Florida Mar-a-Lago home amid numerous Trump investigations related to his election fraud claims and the Capitol riot and the classified documents seized from that residence.
We will march forward into the torrent, and we, in the end, will win. Our country will win.
He spoke in front of a crowd of several hundred supporters, and he was accompanied by his sons, Eric and Barron, his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, and, of course, First Lady Melania. And no surprise here, he took sharp aim at the current president, Joe Biden. President Biden's reaction, pointed tweet, this simply saying, Donald Trump failed America.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in Palm Beach. Some Republicans blame the president for a lack of midterm red wave. Democrats retaining control of the Senate. The GOP still needs one more win out of the 9 undecided House races to take the House majority. Just after midnight at the Kennedy Space Center,
5.
NASA launched its new Artemis rocket and a space capsule on an unmanned mission that'll fly near the moon. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, despite all the focus of the G20 summit on Russia's war in Ukraine, the FBI director again says that is not the biggest threat to the U.S.
The greatest long-term threat to our nation's ideas, innovation, and economic security, our national security, is that from China.
Christopher Wray testified at a House hearing into worldwide threats that also focused a lot on the border.
The heads of Homeland Security, the FBI, and the National Counterterrorism Center facing hours of questions from members of Congress, with the border a main focus for Republicans, as DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas was grilled on the administration's handling of the southern border. The secretary called for Congress to pass the DHS budget and immigration reform.
Everyone agrees the system is broken and we need it fixed.
FBI Director Christopher Wray describing the threats seen across the border, including a recent drug bust where enough fentanyl was found to kill the equivalent of the entire state of Pennsylvania. Wray defended the FBI against accusations of playing politics, saying defunding the agency would hurt its ability to stop potential terrorist attacks. Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
A federal judge has struck down a Trump-era Title 42 border policy put in place when COVID hit, allowing the U.S. to keep migrants out, saying it should be revoked immediately. Now, a previous ruling earlier this year from another federal judge had ordered Title 42 to remain in place. A New York gun law has been partially reinstated by a federal appeals court.
8 days after another federal judge declared multiple portions of the law, including rules that restrict carrying weapons at public parks and some licensing requirements, unconstitutional. The new law broadly expanded who could get a handgun license, but increased training requirements for applicants and required them to turn over more personal information. The state also created a long list of places where guns would be banned.
That's Fox's Lee Silicera on Wall Street. Stock futures rising modestly. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.